Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and independent. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were mixed today, with the corn being the one futures contract that was higher. December corn closed up 2.5 cents at $3.77, still significantly off the low from last week's USDA report day by about 20 cents or so, but still below the moving average as well. So a lot of people would say the longer-term trend is still to the downside, even though it seems like the market has found a value right here at this 375 area. Now, beans were a little bit disappointing. They were down 13 and 3 quarters to close the day at about 903 and a quarter. That is still not below the USDA report day low of 901 and a half, and also still above the June lows, which were just below $9. If it did go make new contract lows, that would probably bring an additional wave of selling pressure and continue the long-term downtrend going back to last year. The moving average is still at 959, so we're about 55 cents below that at this point. That puts us kind of in a bearish outlook longer term. Wheat futures lower as well today. December Chicago wheat down 5 at 499 and a half. December Kansas City about 497, down 5 and a quarter. So both of those under pressure here today and finished about 3 cents off of their low.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Yesterday's crop condition report showed a 69% in the corn in the good to excellent category, a decrease of 1% from last week and about 3% from last year at this time, but still 69% good to excellent overall. It's pretty good. Soybeans were unchanged on the week at 63% good to excellent. Last year it was 71%. And then as the Pro Farmer Crop Tour moves across the Midwest, that seems to have everybody's attention. Yesterday, they released the South Dakota and Ohio numbers. South Dakota was 165.9 bushels per acre for corn, which was actually pretty good. Last year, it was 152. The three-year average was just under 130 bushels per acre. So that was a really good number there for the South Dakota corn. Now, beans were also good, just over 1,054 pods per 3x3-foot area. But Ohio was the other one they released yesterday. That was a different story. Disappointing at 148 bushels per acre on corn. Last year was 182. The three-year average is 154. And then beans were 1,125 on the pod count, for the three-year average is about 1,219. Now today they're going to release Indiana, Illinois, and Nebraska sometime this afternoon.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers. August live cattle were down 70 cents at 147.20. August feeders up 15 cents at 214.55. And October lean hogs closed down 15 cents on the day at 66.12. In the grain market, September Kansas City wheat was down 6.25 cents at 476 even. Chicago September wheat was down 6.25 at 494 and a quarter. Chicago September corn gained 3 cents and closed at 366 and a quarter. September soybeans were down 13 and 3 quarter cents at 913 and 1 quarter. And in the cotton markets, October cotton was down 5 points at 67.93. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.